I'd like to do Some Old Day in the Key of B. It's got a, it starts one and then it goes two to five. I don't have my bass. It's locked up in the truck. I couldn't get it. No one would lend me one. No.
Get a guitar.
Yeah, grab a guitar, John.
I don't know how to play one.
It's only two more strings.
I know, but I have hard enough time with four strings.
I don't either.
It's in the key of B. B, 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 two to five. And then you know it from there. We'll get it. It'll be easy. It'll be fun. Won't it?
The key of B.
Yeah.
Neighborhood of B, boys.
Neighborhood of B.
Okay. One, two, three. Da, 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 da. Hop! Is that B? Here, give me your guitar. I'll make a fool of myself.
Yeah, let's go play guitar.
Come on, John, help us. I'm not sure where it goes.
Oh, I have to take this capo off. I'm sorry.
Give him a guitar.
I don't know how to use my
name. Somebody get a picture of this.
Thank you for your tolerance, folks.
I thought he could play a guitar.
Yeah, he was just fooling us.
Yeah, you're going to have to worry about me, Doc.
Now, Cliff Miller,
played with Doc from about, what did you say, 1977 to...
Philly, 77 to about 85, something like that, and just kind of filling in. Merle's doing some producing and stuff.
Merle was producing and building houses and things like that, and so Cliff would go out on the job, and I bet a lot of people thought you were Merle, too, didn't they?
It was a little bit funny sometimes. It got confusing sometimes, till Michael got me a T-shirt that says, "I'm not Merle."
I got to tell you also that Cliff does all the great sound around the festival, so he deserves a big hand for that. What you got for us?
And thanks to Buck, too.
Thank you, Buck. And thanks to about the 40 other people that make my job easy all weekend. Thanks, everybody, for all the stages and all the work that they do on all the other stages. The other engineers deserve a big hand there. Well, you know, like David said, yeah, going back, actually, early 70s is when I first started hanging around Doc and Merle and a lot of these guys up here on stage doing sound, traveling with them, and got flying around all over the country. But over the years and growing to know the family and learning a lot of stuff from Merle, the family part of it is just what sticks with you more than anything else. And coming to this festival, I know the headline used to always be Merle Fest, the homecoming. Mm-hmm. But it really is. I mean, that's not just a word they put up there. I mean, for a lot of us, for many years, it was the only time of the year we would get to see each other. But it has become where now we see so many of you every year, and you bring in your kids, and everybody's kind of growing up here, and all the kids running around having a great time. It's just, in Merle's memory, it just means so much to us to make this a family gathering for all the families that come and love music and just love being together. So
that's right.
Thank you
and
for coming.
Is.
I'm going to pick something, Doc. I don't know.
What you want to do first in the medley, Bill Cheatham?
Should we flat pick something, Michael?
Yeah.
Is that?
Go ahead, man.
Well, I'll tell you, the last time I flat picked something was about eight years ago.
If you lost your pick, I got some with tread on them over here. I'll lend you one.
Yeah, I came up to Cliff about 5 minutes before we started and said, Cliff, you're flat picking.
And playing the part of the flat picking guitar will be John Cowan.
I'll do it at a slow pace, Cliff, reasonably slow, so you can. Oh, you want to do it, A?
Yeah, let's do it.
Is that okay? All right.
That's got to be easy to put.
Let me get there. That guitar's kind of bright, ain't it, son? Yeah.
I put light gauge strings on because when I don't know the songs, I can stretch them a long way.